myself will give some salt in there, and I will start with a small presentation, and then John is taking over. And later on, we will have a second talk by John about NaviSAR application, which will be in the afternoon. Yeah. Okay, Andrewish update. So first off, my company Alnicon, we are dealing about barcode stuff, and I'm also an ISO standardization. 5 employees, and I still use the TCL DevKit license, especially the Komodo editor, so thanks to Andreas. I'm just used to it, and it helps more than it hurts, so yeah. I even use it with Tickle 9. So that's about us, and we are using those barcode capturing devices, which are basically smartphones, so you have a headlight in front, there's a barcode scanner, a special one, which is high performance in this sense, and there's typically Android L11, Android 9, or Android 13N, so those are industrial devices, long living time, so 10 years old, so you often have a very old Android version, so I'm not at all concerned with a high development rate of Android. Before it was all on Windows CE, and Windows CE stopped and replaced it by Android, because of course those devices need standard stuff like network and so on. So yeah, but at the end they're used typically offline or in the local Wi-Fi network, and yeah, some properties of Android are way difficult, because typically you run only one application, which is full screen, and nobody should exit it. That's not possible in Android. And one very special point is that the Android operating system may kill your application at any time, and the application must be able to come back. So what happens if you look to something and you throw it away, you don't want to see it, actually the operating system may continue to run, or it may stop it. So that's how it is designed in Android, and they just do a signal kill 50. So you get a hard signal and you're died. And that's one point which hit me. So you get a binding, so well, Christian Werner has written all that. You get a binding when you get killed, which is the break. And then you have way little time to do something. And I try with the myExit, I try to save my configuration. And then I had corrupt files, because after 1 kilobyte, they were cut off, because time was out and the operating system killed my process. So just what to do here, it is better to save your stuff when you enter into background. So enter into background is if you press the middle key on Android, then it gets small, that's basically when it enters the background, then you can still save, and if the user swipes it upwards, so it goes away, or choose another application and the operating system stops it, so that's a better way to save something. Here it should be way fast to be not injured. Okay, so that's one practical one, and so now an Android 15. So my latest device, way out of, here is a smartphone 6 and a Fairphone 6 with some Murena iOS 4 on. So that's a great operating system. It is Android-like, and it is officially Android 15. And if I load my application and I install it, I get this app cannot install because it's not compatible to your smartphone. So you get that. Here's my screen of the system, and there's a recipe on the wiki of Androwish, and it tells you some steps you should do. And well, I invested half an hour because I wanted to show this here, because that's a major point of Androwish, that you cannot start it on recent systems. And yeah, I tried that. So what happened? You have to edit some files. So the first file is a manifest XML. So you have change here the exported, here you have to change the numbers, the build.gradle and the properties project or product is, well, first you download the AndroVish SDK, so it's all on the SDK. So those are the three changes I have to do. And then I run the tool Bones, so that's the tool where you build and you make your executable. And it runs without problems, so that's all on Windows, running on Windows, and I have not changed anything in my old stuff. So I've built it, and then it just runs. And it doesn't say any more old system, and it may be not compatible and so on, it just runs. So you only have to basically change three numbers and that runs. So that was really surprised. The only point I saw is that here now the control keys cover a part of my buttons down here. And yeah, so I have wizard glitch, but I see that I have also installed the French train app and it has the same problem. So it is apparently a common problem at the moment that now they are put in here and they cover. So yeah, Android is always incompatible and this one has to work out. So I haven't found any other incompatibilities, which is a great thing. With older Android version, I have a lot more incompatibilities, and here it goes well. So I also want to motivate Christian Werner or myself or whatever to provide an AndroVish with those modifications, so it's really easy, it's not a big deal, and then it just runs. Okay, that was my contribution. Now it's John. So someone helps to set up his way advanced device. Is there one question for me while John sets up? Okay. So I want to thank Christian Werner for all his work he does. So that's always incredible. And unfortunately, he doesn't come anymore to the conference. Before, it was always the highlight of the highlight when he got all his stuff in 3D. And yeah, the last one he has distributed those red, white, red, green glasses so we can see his 3D stuff. And it's always incredible what he does. So yesterday, he sent me an email, yeah, present this in the UTK stuff, so I will have some slides from him later on. You take that one?
Okay, just a quick question from you. So I've got a short presentation on Android Wish on ARM64.
Yeah.
And then I have a longer presentation, which I call it iWish, which is Android Wish on iPads and phones.
Yeah.
Would we rather go to lunch first and I do that afterwards?
Yeah, we have some infrastructure and upload. So we could have one pick now and then the other one after lunch.
Because I think TickleTK on iOS is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
And I'd hate to rush it. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll just do the Android Wish here. So I made a batteries included version of Android Wish for OS X Max for Apple Silicon. Right? And I've made a few changes. One of the biggest changes you'll see is I've tried to make, there's this pun, right? Android Wish. It doesn't have the droid, but I've actually brought the droid back. So there's because what Christian has done is give us with the Borg command control to the Android device, things like vibrate and speaking and lots of good things that actually we want on our other devices. So I'll talk about that. But here it is running. There's a big reason why we needed Apple Silicon version of Android Wish, and that's that Apple is discontinuing the x86 compatibility layer. They've announced this is the last one. So in fall 2027, anything that is running on Android Wish on Mac is going to stop working. So that was a big one. But there's another great advantage, which is getting off the compatibility layer has made things faster, almost 50% faster. So TK apps that now run on Apple Silicon will be quite a bit faster. You'll notice TK is not, and that's because it's working through the SDL layer, so it didn't have as much of a speed up. The PDFs for all this I uploaded them yesterday, so there's you can get an idea of what things are faster.
Why?
So the board command, and I'll run this later, but this was also, I needed an app to test that I implemented the board command correctly. So the toast feature is really very common on Android, and it doesn't exist at all on iOS. So I had to have that. Beep and vibrate are useful on phones.
Right.
And the device info, the meta info, comes back and tells you what OS you're running, your version. You can also control screen brightness. So there's all the things that Borg does, and Christian did a great job. So I really want one source. So even though it is Android focused, just try to make the Borg command work as much as possible. A new file, tkborg osx, which implements all the stuff. You can speak, you can toast, you can beep, and it works. And so here's all the stuff that now works. Well, it always worked on the Mac, but now it's native x86, ARM64. Where there's things that I couldn't implement, it doesn't give you an error. Right, it doesn't say something went wrong. So if you can't vibrate on a Mac, it just doesn't vibrate. So the app continues to work. I'm just curious to see if I can actually do the demo. Well, hey, good. Cool. All right, so one thing you might notice, it loads super fast, which is nice. I also took the liberty of making some, I won't say improvements, but changes. So one is I put these two things not overlapping each other, nice and central. And also, Christian has got all these demos, but I always forget where they are. So I added a new demos menu, and this was also a way to essentially do a regression test to make sure everything worked. And so here's Borg. Okay, and let's start with curiosity. Speak work? No. So toast
this
work.
This is Android Wish,
oh,
running TCL and TK natively on the Mac with the Borg bridge.
Which is kind of cool. but I wanted to show the toast because the toast was a total pain in the ass because I use the BLT graph tool and you can't put anything on top of it. It writes directly to the screen. So in order to implement toast, I did it at the SDL level. So it'll draw a toast no matter what you have underneath it. Which was helpful. I didn't make any control over fonts or anything. I just made it look like Android. So there's toast. That's it. Anyway, and then obviously all this metadata here. And let's see if screen brightness works. Not working for me. I don't think it works on OS X. It works on iPad. All right, back to the presentation. I mentioned it before, but I wanted to take Android Wish and actually try and make it as good as Android Wish so that the apps that were written for Android Wish would just actually work on a Mac fully. And for me, the biggest missing thing was Bluetooth. And so I re-implemented Christian's BLE command, but using Core Bluetooth. And just by the by, they use Core Bluetooth also on iPads, so I got both platforms at once. Was great. So that is the presentation. The only other thing I can want to show you is going back to this demo, file, demos. So I didn't have this work yet yesterday. So I use a program called Light Blue, which is a commercial Bluetooth debugger. Like, you know, someone gives you a scale, it has no specifications, so you go sniffing it. So you connect to it. And what this is doing through asynchronous calling, see where it says auto naming? So most devices, when you do a scan in Bluetooth, don't tell you what they are. So this is in the background, connecting to it, asking its name, coming back. So this is slowly filling up with device names that are here. I didn't bring, well, someone's got a scan watch. I'd be curious to see if any of these are actually open. But I can hit scan watch and then try to connect to it. I have to stop the scan, otherwise, yeah, I don't know that it will let me actually can. Hey, connected. Okay, cool. So there's the characteristics, and you can do things like, I don't know if this actually. Okay, it's going to disconnect right away. That's a security thing that I'm not allowed to do. But nonetheless, you can subscribe to the device, you can debug, you can also write hex to it. So you can take characteristics and write to it. So this is just a handy general purpose Bluetooth debugging tool, but it also allowed me to exercise the Bluetooth surface to see if it actually worked. So that's my whole presentation for AndroWish, and I'll talk about iOS after lunch. So everything I'm doing is on my GitHub, John Buckman. So there's a batteries included. A few things I forgot to mention. So obviously I'm in communication with Christian Werner. I think there's now 7 or maybe 9 patches. So this was not that hard, actually. The biggest thing was the SDL thought this was an iPad because of the chip. So this will probably go away in a year or two and just become part of AndroWish. So that's the intent, for it not to sit on my website anymore, but just be part of the distribution. And this, currently this batteries included is, I believe I've packaged it as a universal distribution. So I use GitHub to build the OS X version and then package it up with an ARM. So whichever machine people run your tickle strips with, it'll work.
Okay. But you need the jailbreak version of your whatever smartphone or...
Sorry, say that again?
You need a jailbreak version if you want to run it on an...
So this is not phone, this is OS X. This is Mac OS X.
Plain OS X, okay.
So this is all this is, so this is running on my Mac.
Okay.
This is simply a 50% faster version of the Mac version of AndroWish. Only because Apple's discontinuing the x86 compatibility.
Sure. Okay.
Okay, folks, can we come a quarter of an hour earlier from lunch break? So in 1:15 back, so we will start a quarter of an hour earlier to get the second part in. I think that would be a good idea. We still have 1 hour and a quarter we have 1 hour in our lunch break. So I'm sorry for that, but we want to enjoy John. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay.